you all. This is a surrender break room, a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm so glad you're hanging out with me today. I'm your host, Dr. Celeste Owens, and I love being with you in the break room because I really believe that what we talk about in these next few moments is going to change your life for the rest of your life. So listen closely, take some notes if you need to, but I do believe that God has something for you today that will help you in your next steps. And we're coming up on the new year, you all. If you're listening to this before the new year has hit, and there are some things that God wants you to do. He's going to use you in a mighty way in 2021. So get these steps. I'm going to tell you a couple of quick things today that you can get under your belt that's going to help you really to expand and explode even in 2021. So I am an author. I'm a speaker. I'm a leader of the global surrender movement. I like to say that surrender is doing God's will his way all the time. God's will his way. I've had to learn how to do that over the years, and it hasn't been easy, but man, is it worth it. I'm telling you, when you do God's will his way, you know what is so interesting? This ain't even a topic, but I'm going to tell y'all anyway. I was watching this movie the other day. So my daughter and I are in the habit of watching these Christmas movies or something Christmassy every evening, you know, leading up to Christmas. That's just what we like to do. We also do Advent for all my real spiritual people. Don't worry, we've got this watching Christmas movie. We do Advent too. And we focus on the Lord and the real reason for Christmas. But we were watching a movie the other night, but I forget the name of it. But it was super duper cute. And it was talking about being able to really, this is what made me think about when we talk about surrender is doing God's will his way, is that in the movie, the girl was going, she came back, it's Tamara, like the T and Tamara twins. So in the movie, she goes back in time. So when she goes back in time, she's telling people things that she knows is going to happen. And they can decide if they want to believe her or not. But they look at her like she's strange, like, huh? Really? So she tells her mom, make sure you watch the cat, because the cat has the potential to hit the tree and break grandma's angel at the top. And they look at her like, huh? But then they watch the cat, because in the future, the angel was broken, but now it's not broken because she saw it. So the whole point of me saying that was that if you do God's will his way, he's like that girl who came back and I was like, no, dude, you want to do it this way. And you're like, really? I do. You can't see why you want to do it that way, but I'm telling you, you'll want to do it that way. And it was just so fascinating to watch her do it, because then it made me remember that's what God's doing. And sometimes we choose to listen and sometimes we don't. But I'm encouraging you, listen. And when he says do it, believe him. Just do it and believe him. And it's related to what we're talking about today, because what I want to discuss with you today is this topic. God has already provided what you need. He's already provided what you need. And it's going to take you listening closely. And it's going to take you thinking outside the box. And it's going to take you believing and trusting that he might not be sending it the way you think it should come. That's how we miss a lot of times what God has for us. And that's why we sit and think we're in lack, because it's not coming the way we think it should come. It doesn't look the way we think it should look. This ain't it. Mm-mm, that can't be it. No, I'm going to go this way instead. But no, don't do it. Trust and believe God at his word, and that he's going to do it, maybe not the way you expect, but he's going to do it. He's going to do it. So this week, I was reading Genesis 24. So if you get a chance, go back and read Genesis 24. I personally believe the Bible has the most fascinating stories, the most fascinating stories. And one of them is such that Abraham, who had left his home, his country, everything he had known, left, started a family and a life elsewhere. But he had heard from God that he couldn't get a wife for his son Isaac from the Canaanite community. Like, he had to go back home. But he couldn't do it. He had to send somebody else back. He couldn't go back. Nor could Isaac. So he sent his servant. And his servant had never been to that land, didn't know who his people were. It wasn't like you got Google and Internet and Facebook that you could see all the pictures of the faces of the people who belong to you. This dude had to take a serious faith walk. Like, what? But he had to trust and believe that God already had provided what he needed. That's what I love about this. I'm like, oh my goodness. this was a serious sleepwalk. Like, you ain't had no cell phone to call back. You couldn't take a picture and be like, her? Does she look like your people? Mm-mm. You had to really believe that God was going to do this thing. So he goes. He says a prayer. His prayer is answered. He comes back home with Rebecca. So I want to tell you three things he did, because God provided what he needed. And I want to tell you the three things this brother did to make it happen. And he did good. Like, his master Abraham was so proud of him, so thrilled at what he did. So the first thing he did, you guys. So again, I'm going to give you three ways, three things that you need to do in order to make sure you don't miss the amazing blessing that God has for you, because he's going to provide all your needs. One is he acknowledged God. So he acknowledged God through prayer. I love that. He made sure he stopped to say, you know what? I can't do this on my own. I have to be completely dependent on you, God. This thing I'm about to do now, there's no way in the world I can do this on my own. So I'm going to stop and I'm going to pray. He knew, you guys. Some of you have something that's coming up. I know it. I feel it in my spirit that some of you have something that's coming up that's way too big for you. Instead of procrastinating, instead of putting it off until tomorrow, how about acknowledging God? Okay, God, this is way too big for me. Would you help me today? Would you be with me? Would you guide me? It tells us in the word, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He will direct your path. I'm a living witness. So when he prayed, and you know what? He ain't just saying no random prayer. This boy was specific. He was like, when I leave today, because you're the God of my master Abraham, and I know you favor him and you love him. So when I leave today, I need to get there. I need for the person that you have for me to show up. First, give me water. And then I need her to say that she'll also give water to my camels. He was specific. Like, he set an intention. That's what faith is about. He set an intention. This is what I need. And do y'all know, while he was still praying, that's what the word says, while he was still praying, Miss Rebecca showed up, and she did exactly what he had prayed. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that amazing? So let's take a break, because we got to take a quick break, you know, pay the bills. But when we come back, I'm going to give you two other things that you need to do in order to make sure that you are provided for on this day. Be right back.
Hello, this is Annetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved ones. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m. All right, you all, welcome back. Welcome back to the break room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, and today we're talking about God has already provided what you need. And what I need to also say is that I need you to invite some people to listen. So if you hear this today and you enjoy what you hear, would you make sure you share it with a friend, with a family member, with a coworker, whomever, church family, I don't care. Just make sure you share this with someone on today. So again, we're talking from this topic, God has already provided what you need. He has. I'm telling you, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if you look like you behind the eight ball or there's no way this thing is going to work out. I serve a God, and I believe you do as well, who says he will provide all your needs according to his riches and glory. God owns everything. He got a whole lot of riches, right? He can do it. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means he's your shepherd too. You shall not want. So we have to trust and believe. The first thing you need to do, though, is acknowledge God through prayer, taking a moment to stop and say, Lord, without you, I can't do it. So I need you. And you could be specific in your prayer. That's what the servant did in the book of Genesis, Genesis 24. In fact, we're talking from Abraham's servant who had to go find a wife for Abraham's son, Isaac, had never been to the country that he was sent to, had never met any of Abraham's relatives. And yet he had this impossible mission that he had to do. So you know what he did? Number two, number one was acknowledge God. Number two was he expected God. He started looking for God to answer. And while he was still praying, I told you, Rebecca shows up. So he's sitting there expecting her to do just what he had prayed. And you know what? She did. She came over and said, oh, hello. May I offer you some water? He's like, mm-hmm. So she gives him as much water as he needs. And then she turns around and says, and may I also give water to your camel? He's sitting there like, oh, my goodness, I can't. Well, I'm not going to say he said I can't believe it, but to me, when I'm reading the story, like, wow, God answered that fast. He's sitting there like, yes, you may. And who are your people? And she says, well, my father is the son of whomever. It's in the Bible. I just can't remember the name. It's the son of this person, and that's the son of that person. And she's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he pulls out his gifts. And she puts them on, those bracelets and that nose ring, and go running home. And her brother comes back, and who are you and what you want? And he tells him who he is and who he came through. And Abraham, that's our family member. Okay, come and stay with us. Isn't that amazing? He was expecting God. And number three, you guys, you got to trust God. When he sends the answer, you got to believe it. So he put, and you know how we knew he believed it? Is because he only could give the gift to the girl who was to be the wife. And that was the first girl who showed up. That was the first girl who gave him water, first girl who gave his camels water. I know some of y'all, even if you were specific and you asked God for one and two, A and B, and God does A and B, you still like, I'm not exactly sure yet. Oh, God, I don't know. Can you do C? Can you do one more thing for me? Yes, you do. You sit there contemplating, asking for another confirmation. No, he trusted God. He's like, I already asked for one and two. You sent one and two. I'm moving on it. He's like, I'm about to do this. He pulled those gifts out, gave Miss Rebecca her nose ring and her bracelet, and she went running home. They invited him to the house. He shows up to the house. He tells him how rich his master is, because Abraham, because of his obedience, God made him wealthy. He was so wealthy. Wow. From obedience, you guys. And he's like, well, can Rebecca come? Sure, Rebecca can come. And Rebecca went back with him, married Isaac, and they lived happily ever after. Don't you love the stories end like that? And they lived happily ever after. Yes, they did. So that's what you got to do. So if you're sitting in want, if you're sitting in need, if you're sitting in lack, I want you today to go and ask God, did I miss something? Because you told me you supply all my needs. Did I miss something? I'm going to open my eyes today, God, and I'm going to believe you. And I'm going to expect you. I'm going to acknowledge you. I'm going to expect you. And then I'm going to trust you when you send it. I believe your life will be blessed today if you follow those steps, those three things, and watch God do it. I've seen God do it so many times in my life. I remember when I was needing to do an internship. I think I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I'll end here. But I needed to do an internship to complete my doctorate, which God had called me to since I was in the seventh grade. I knew I would be a psychologist. But why did I think I was going to get to the end and he was going to leave me? But I definitely was doubting that God was sending me this internship. And I remember my dad was telling me, go back and seek God's face again. And I did. And I ended up finding an internship. And I'm telling you, there are not enough internships for people. So that's why I was panicking. But I ended up going back on the internet and finding this internship that wasn't what I was expecting. One, it wasn't APA approved. So I wasn't even looking for an internship that wasn't APA approved. It was Christian based. It was in Chicago. It was nothing of what I expected. But it was exactly where God wanted me to be. And because I surrendered, had the most amazing year. And by the time I graduated from that internship, it became APA approved, which was important. You had to graduate from an internship that was American Psychological Association approved. And they said we were in the middle. They said we're looking to get approved, but we're not approved yet. And I just took God. I just trusted God and went for it. And that was one of the most tremendous experiences of my life, living in Chicago, working at the Residential Treatment Center, working with these amazing people of God. And I only got it because I was willing to go outside the box and I was willing to trust God at his word. So I hope that blessed you on today. I hope you be blessed, you guys, as you enter into the new year, or maybe you're there as you're listening to this. But trust God at his word and believe that he will do just as he said. And I can't wait to catch you again. Until next time, stay surrendered. There is no other true way to live but to be surrendered to our God and watch him do it. And then I'll catch you next time in the break room. Be blessed.